Well, I think I certainly welcome today's announcement. It's great to see the Minister and the Federal Government focusing on agriculture and beef in particular. The way I see it, they've picked a wonderful area of topic of research in that value-based marketing in trying to deliver yields through the... Well, this is a three-pronged process, delivering yields through the processes. It's also trying to identify superior meat quality throughout those carcasses as well. And the thing that I'm most excited about is the live assessment on animals. So trying to find those animals that do carry superior genetics that do deliver better meat quality and yield.
We're talking Australia-wide here, obviously. $4.8 million sounds like a lot of money to some, but in a Australia-wide sort of program, is it enough?
Well, that's always that's a very good question. We won't know until the end of the project, but certainly we believe it'll go a long way to developing these technologies, which will be a great benefit, as you said, to all producers across Australia.
It sounds a little bit space age, the idea of X-ray and 3D digital imaging for value-based pricing of red meat. How far away are we from that?
Look, I think we're closer than you think. There is a limited technology being conducted in the sheep and lamb industries on smaller carcasses. It's been a bit hard to develop that for the larger carcasses like the beef animal, but certainly the signs of the progress that they've been making over the last year or two, I'd be very optimistic that it wouldn't be too far away when these technologies are fully developed and be able to rolled out in the industry.
What would it mean for the average grazier to be able to market their meat based on carcass qualities that are so identifiable?
Well, it would mean a lot. What it would actually mean is that the average product that the producers getting good feedback, are able to lift the average of their yields and turn off, get good feedback so they can make smart business decisions as far as genetics and breeding and also turning off cattle. So what it will do is actually lift all producers across Australia with their product, not only in yield but also carcass quality.